This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, no, it's not Wayne Allyn Root. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root because, from what I understand, he's moving. He's moving, and it's Valentine's Day, and there's love in the air, and all that goes along with that. So, again, my name is Lee Elsie. I am broadcasting loud and proud, live and in person, right here, smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York, here in Connecticut. Our number is very easy, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. We'd love to talk to you throughout the course of the evening or afternoon, depending upon wherever you are. And I do have a bunch of great guests, and a couple you probably, well, a couple I know you've heard before because I've had them on. James Hearson will join us. He's one of Wayne's go-to guys in the third hour of the program. Glenn Salmacy, I've had him on before. Bryant University, also a constitutional scholar. Coast Guard Academy, a captain, all that goes along with that. And ABC and actually CNN former correspondent Bob Sirkin will join us in the second hour towards the bottom of the hour, on the second hour of the show, to talk about all that's going on with the Catholic priests and the diocese across the country. So there's a lot of stuff happening on this Valentine's Day. And again, welcome aboard 3 hours, hopefully, of nonstop radio entertainment for you. So, you know, I could start with a million different stories. There's a million different things going on, from the wall to now maybe there's no shutdown and possibly a state of emergency, which we'll get into, a national state of emergency and how we feel about that, or Amazon and how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I do like saying her name, I got to admit that, how she blew it as far as Amazon goes. And New York is the big thing loser, and it's amazing how these people in New York had a chance to actually have high-paying, good high-paying jobs. Jobs, and literally with a flick of a finger, they're getting bounced out of there. So instead of having, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs where the average salary is in excess of $100,000 because of a crazy mindset, an absolutely wacky, kooky mindset, Amazon is not going to be parking their distribution center, at least for now, unless this is some kind of a, you know, like a game being played by Bezos and to get a better deal, which is possible. But those jobs are going to end up somewhere else, and, you know, that's going to be a huge loss for New York. I want to get into that because I think that's a very telling sort of scenario for what we got going on in the country right now. But today's Valentine's Day, and I mean, I don't know when I'm going to get a chance. I know I'm going to fill in for Wayne tomorrow night, but tomorrow night's not Valentine's Day. Today is. And Valentine's Day is for lovers and for relationships and love. And it's in the air. I feel it, man. I do. I feel it in the air. It's thick. It's thick here in the studio. I'm sure it's thick wherever you might be. And again, if you're out on the West Coast, it's, you know, 309. Here on the East Coast, if you're over in Long Island or New York or here in Connecticut or in Boston, I mean, it's 6:09, and at 6:09, you're running out of time. If you haven't come up with something, fellas, you're in a lot of trouble, I would think. I mean, West Coast, you still got time, right? You can kind of fandangle it, get flowers, get some candy, maybe even still get a reservation for dinner. But here on the East Coast, man, it might be a little too late. You're going to have to maybe go to CVS or some Rite Aid, some drugstore, and, I don't know, maybe buy whatever candy's left. And hopefully she likes Mounds or some kind. Maybe there's Easter candy that's out already, and you can grab that, or old Halloween candy, something like that, and give that to her. But it might be a little too late for you guys on the East Coast. Now, to prove to you, I know I'm being sarcastic, but I'm going to prove to you, even though I'm a knuckle dragger, right? I know I'm fastly becoming the most hated man in the state, certainly in the state of Connecticut, by the left. And later on in the show, I will read you something that I've written for our paper here in Connecticut. And the absolute crazy backlash that has come along with just about every time I write a column. I write a column just like Wayne does. Wayne obviously is in a lot more papers than I'm in, but I do get quite a backlash from what I write, so maybe we'll go through some of that stuff. But I am the most hated man knuckle dragger here in the state of Connecticut. But I wanted to tell you, man, I'm a romantic at heart. I mean, that's what I'm all about. I mean, to tell you, I'm going to quickly tell you the story, if time permits, about how I got married. All right, I know you want to hear the story. Of course you do. So, my wife, Christine, who may actually be on her way home now, I knew her as a, like, we were both teenagers. Like, I think I was 14 and she was 13 when we first met. And we went our separate ways and got back together in our early 20s, only to go our separate ways again. And then finally getting back together later on in life, later on, like in the late 30s for me. And I remember sort of bouncing around the idea, because I'm a romantic at heart. I am. I know it may not seem like that, but you should be, especially on a day like today. In fact, I think we actually started to date again in and around Valentine's Day, believe it or not, back 15 years ago. I wish I had. Do I have, we have violins we could play, or maybe some romantic piano music? I don't know. But Chris says no. All right, fine. So we can't get in the mood as far as that goes. I'll have to just verbally get you in the mood. So I decided to I asked her father, did that whole thing, asked her father, because we had started dating again. It was about a year and a half in. So I asked her father, I'm going to marry your daughter. Is you all right with that? And her father sort of laughed at me, saying she probably won't say yes and all that that goes along with that. And then we split a beer over the kitchen table, even though I don't drink, and I have to go ahead, the green light. So I decided to keep it all secret, and I had bought tickets to Vegas, and I didn't tell her we were going to go to Vegas. In fact, I just said, pack an ID, pack enough clothes for a couple of days. Now, I had a ring in my pocket that I was going to give her in front of the fountains at the Bellagio. That was the plan. That was because we had gone to Vegas before, and we were going to go again, but she didn't really know we were going to go again. Anyway, long story, real long story, and try to shorten it up a little bit because it can go on for hours and hours, is as I was trying to get on the plane leaving, it was actually JFK to fly to Vegas, I got the wand, right? The wand hit me, and it kept hitting the ring in my pocket, and my wife was actually behind me, and the TSA person was in front of me giving me the wave down with the wand. What's in your pocket? What's in your pocket? And I'm like, I'm giving him the cross eye, saying, it, and I had to whisper, it's a ring. It's a ring. I'm getting married. I'm going to Vegas. It's a surprise. So he let me through. Could have been a bomb. He didn't know. He didn't check. But, in I went, and off we went, and we went to Vegas and flew. And she still had no idea what was going on. No idea. So we land. Now, I had no intentions on actually getting married that weekend in Vegas. I was just going to pop the question in Vegas. And like clockwork, everything worked out perfect because I am a tremendous romantic at heart. Bellagio, midnight, fountains booming. Those of you out there on Wayne's home station in Vegas know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, I didn't realize that I probably was the 18th millionth person to use that exact setting to ask somebody to marry. I thought it was original, but apparently it maybe was not. But the fountain's blowing all over the place, so I take the ring out of my pocket, and I open it up, and my wife turns to me, and she goes, "What's that?" And I kind of, it slipped out of my hand, and it hit the ground, and then it sort of, I'm telling you, if my wife was here, she'd tell you, it was hovering, sort of teetering on the edge of the Bellagio fountain getting ready to fall in, and with my cat-like reflexes, I grabbed it and saved it before it fell into that fountain. That is a true story. And I said, it's a ring. Would you marry me? And she's like, what? Are you nuts? Are you crazy? So it was very romantic, as you can imagine. And so she was obviously shocked and surprised and all that goes along with that. And I think she said yes. I'm not even really sure. There's probably some kind of a technicality that she'd get out of at this late date, this many years later. So we went about and did our thing that night and woke up the next day. When we woke up the next day, she turns to me. She goes, let's just get married today. Let's just do it today. Let's go down, get the license. Let's go today. And I'm like, what? Here you go. Let's give me some time. I'm a guy, man. I need time. And, you know, I get kind of into the whole scenario. She's like, let's just go see what it takes. So we went down to the courthouse downtown near all the older casinos and got the license. And then we had the license, and then we had to kind of decide what to do because we were staying at the Mirage. No, we were staying at the, I'm sorry, Treasure Island at the time. And she says to me, let's walk back. Those of you who are from Vegas will laugh, but maybe it's sort of too personal a story. But we were downtown, and it was, you know, typical Vegas 100-degree day, and we had to go uptown. And she'd never, you know, done this before. I have. And she says, let's walk. So we started to, I said, you're crazy. We can't walk. It's 110 degrees, and it's like 2 miles. No, let's walk. So we walked, and we got about, I don't know, half a mile, and we were drenched in sweat, and we happened to be right in front of the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel. This is Hand of God story. And so we walked in just to get out of the heat and hope that it was air conditioned, which it was. So we go in, and my wife starts talking to the lady behind the desk, and blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And she says, you know, we have an opening in 15 minutes, if you like it. And I turned like as white as you possibly can be, scared to death, white as a ghost. I can't believe, like, less than 12 hours ago, 13 hours ago, I was a single man, and now, literally, like right here in Vegas, like magic, at the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel, I got married, right? And I think our family watched it. Back then, it was really not as internet savvy as it is now. Now you can just go to live Facebook or feed it, whatever. But yeah, that's it. That's my romantic story for your Valentine's Day, right? I think that's pretty good, isn't it? I think I did good as a guy. So we got married. That was it. And like a couple people were watching on the internet, and probably some homeless guy was actually our witness. All right, listen, my name is Lee Elsie, kicking it off with a Valentine's Day story. You're listening to the USA Radio Network in War Now. We'll be back.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double O'Rewards points on over 200 items. If you're not an O'Rewards member yet, sign up in-store today. It's fast, easy, and free. But hurry, double points are only available for a limited time. O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. Basically, what it is an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's a Christian health sharing organization. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. You do it today, as in this second, or maybe after the show, or 2 o'clock in the morning, or 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, because there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member, and my children are members. It's my third year with Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 the first year. I saved $18,000 the second year. I'm talking about with the monthly payments. And there will be an $18,000 savings in year number three. You add it up. That's $54,000 over 3 years. How many of you could use an extra $54,000? And I had 3 doctor visits in December, and all 3 took Liberty HealthShare. I was shocked. And actually, they all said to me, oh, no, everyone's starting to take them. They actually said that in the doctor's office. And there was no fee for any of those 3 visits. They were considered wellness visits. I did not pay a copay. And it starts at a miraculous $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's the way healthcare should be. So for more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit lightyearliberty.com. That's lightyearliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we are changing healthcare for good. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty HealthShare.
All right, there's Wayne Allyn Root. My name is Lee Elsie, and again, I'm filling in for Wayne tonight. He's got actually tonight and tomorrow night off, so if you want to call in, we have a little bit of time. I can grab a call or two before we get to the bottom of the hour. 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255 is the number to dial. A bunch of people are sending me messages through through either Facebook or emails, and you can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. Did I have a reception to finish out my story about my wife? We did. My mother-in-law absolutely forced me to have a reception, so I had to do that. Anyway, let's go to Long Island, where Keith is out there. Keith, good evening. How are you? You're on war now.
Keith. Yeah, you got me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Pat. But anyway, I just wanted to make one point about Amazon bailing on New York.
Yep.
You got all these Democrats, big leftists, kind of thinking it's a victory, and of course they think it's a victory. You get some high-paying jobs in there for these people, and all of a sudden it's really hard for them to tell you that capitalism and the free market's bad.
Good point. It's a good point. Hey, you know what? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of the Democrats are supposed to be for the working person, right? The working people, the people who are, you know, struggling and striving, and the Republicans are for the rich, and all of that goes along with that. It's a bunch of garbage, by the way. And this shows it, because there were 25,000 jobs that could have been created at an average salary of over $100,000. That's what I have in my hand. That's the info I have in my hand, and they poo-pooed that. I'm telling you, it's horrifying to think. If I was living in Queens, I'd be mad as hell.
Yeah, I can't understand it for the life of me.
Yeah. So you're not close to where that is. You're out in Long Island, right?
Yeah, I'm all the way out towards Montauk.
Okay, so that really wouldn't have an effect. It's like not something you could have went out and did, right? Go work over there.
No. Not for me, but come on. I mean,
it's tax dollars.
Jobs, people would have made some good money on rent and everything else.
Absolutely.
Everybody's property value. Property values would have gone up. It would have been good across the board.
No question. Hey, listen, thanks for the call. Sorry I got your name wrong, and I'm going to let you go because I'm having a little trouble hearing you. But as far as just the general idea that you could not be more right. They missed it. They missed the boat big time. And listen, I am not for giving certain companies huge perks, right? I'm not for it. But there are certain cases where you have to make some kind of an exception to just better the lives of this many people, right? I spent today talking about how our governor, our newly elected governor, should get on the phone immediately here in Connecticut and call Amazon and get them in Hartford, which is a disaster. Hartford's about as bad a city bankrupt. It was basically just north of bankrupt. Had to be saved by the taxpayers of Connecticut last year. So, I mean, in a case like that, I'm sure there are other places across the country that they're drooling right now to get a chance to get Amazon, and you already had them in your backyard. Total screw-up by the left. In particular, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Listen, I've got a guest coming up after the bottom of the hour, Glenn Slomacy, Provost, Bryant University, one of the smartest guys I know. We're going to chat with him about a number of different things, and then after that, we'll take some more of your phone calls. So I'm looking forward to all that. My name is Lee Elsie, just kind of getting going here. Valentine's Day, very romantic show, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root on the USA Radio Network.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Corner office chairs at cubicle prices.
Right now, during Staples Chair Event, you can save big, up to 40% on chairs for your home or office.
Like this week at Staples, a Serena leather desk chair is just $99.99. That's a savings of $80.
Be more productive, more comfortable, and save more money.
Get up to 40% off during Staples Chair Event and sit like a CEO.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/16/19 while supplies last.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown will be signed by President Trump, and he will declare a national emergency on the southern border at the same time. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, President Trump will sign the government funding bill, and he will also take executive action, including a national emergency. Democrats, including Senator Chuck Schumer, are responding to this news.
Declaring a national emergency would be a lawless act, a gross abuse of the power of the presidency.
There are currently 31 active national emergencies, 13 of which were declared by President Obama, to which Senator Schumer of New York did not have any problems with. William Barr is headed back to the Justice Department. The Senate confirmed Barr as Attorney General today by a vote of 54-45. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm gonna keep him off. He's gonna.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
But I want to thank the sponsor of this show, Cinegenics, of this national radio show. They also sponsor my TV show. They are fantastic. They made Wayne Root great again. Thank you, Cinegenics. Everybody who watches the TV show says, wow, you look younger, you look thinner, you look better. And that's a real compliment to Cinegenics. They made me great again. They can make you great again. Trump makes America great again. They make Americans great again, one American at a time. Give a call at 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. If you want to be older, fatter, or look worse, you know, call this number. But if you want to feel great and look great, call 888-YOUNGER. Want to be thinner? You want to be younger? 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cinegenics.com. C-E-N-E-Genics. G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Free, no obligation consultation. What do you have to lose? They're paying the nickel. And the call's free to you. And then, well, the time on the phone is free. So you risk nothing. Nada.
All right, we're back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now. You can always reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com, or give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. I've filled in for Wayne this probably 17, 18, 19 times, and I've been lucky enough to track down my next guest for probably six or seven of those times. And not only is he currently the provost at Bryant University, but he also is a contributor to the National Security Institute at George Mason University, and that's my pal, Glenzel Macy. Glenn, good evening. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Mr. Elsie. Glad to have you on. I was wondering, what are the other 12 times I wasn't invited on? Why am I only on 6 or 7, 19, 20 times?
And we bring you on.
I'm not doing
for
very well, folks. I'm trying to keep it
up. What'd you get me for Valentine's Day?
Well, I got you a beautiful 2 tickets, front row seats to see Bryant University playing Sacred Heart tonight. If you're available to go after the show,
yeah.
I'll even throw in a hot dog and a piece of pizza, Lee, just for you, sir.
Busy. I'm a little busy. No, you're not.
It's terrific. It's great you're doing it. It's great Wayne, you and Wayne have this relationship. It's terrific for all of our listeners.
Well, that's a lot of fun to do it. Listen, you just wrote a great piece about basically AI, which is artificial intelligence. Hey, let's start there. First of all, what made you go forward with something like this?
Well, I think the big item for me is what we see coming has been industrial revolutions in the past and changes in the workforce, Lee. But this fourth industrial revolution with the onset of artificial intelligence, it's going to happen so rapidly, I don't think the country's ready for it. And I think the president, to his credit, President Trump was out in front of it with his executive order on artificial intelligence just this week, saying that he's going to put resources to bear and set really a guideline for the United States of how we're going to prepare for artificial intelligence in the future, now and in the future, and also kind of put to collaborate as best as possible higher education entities, the government, the military, all in one group so that we can all move forward on this. The Chinese are way out in front. Even the EU is way out in front on artificial intelligence. What I see happening from a higher ed perspective is a concern that every single discipline is going to be disrupted by this. Every single discipline, whether you're an accountant, whether you're in literature, whether you're in finance, because the reality is that robots will be doing this. This disruption will take place shortly. We know about cars that are automated, and you don't need to driverless vehicles, Lee, are in their third generation in Israel right now. Not second, not first, the third generation of driverless vehicles. My expectation is that disruptive forces of this will be considerable, and what I, as a provost and chief academic officer of a university, as well as a national security person, see the need for this, for the United States and higher ed to move away from some of our way we've taught in the past, but really get students prepared when they matriculate that they have some understanding of robots, artificial intelligence, and what it's going to mean for our economy in the future.
You know, I saw a 60 Minutes piece maybe a month, 6 weeks ago, and like you said, China's way ahead.
January, yeah.
Yeah. And I was shocked because the number that that billionaire executive threw out there was amazing to me, which is in the next 25 years, and he said it was going to be more like 15 or 20, that 40% of the jobs in this on the planet would be replaced by some kind of artificial intelligence. My question to you is, what happens to society if 40% of the people aren't working?
Well, I think it's happening so rapidly we're not prepared, because right now I can tell you companies, it's not, 40 years might be correct, and I all due respect to that 60 Minutes interview, but the reality is that I'm talking to employers that major, the big four accounting firms, financial services firms, they're preparing for this now, because you have to think of it, entry-level accounting jobs will no longer exist the way they exist now in 3 to 4 years. They'll be done by a robot. It can be. Secondly, financial services. When you go to see somebody and you talk to them, a robot can do that if the algorithm is appropriate. It can give you the same input without emotion, without any sort of extra money added to the cost, without time spent. It can just happen momentarily. So what we're thinking is that from a higher education perspective, it's incumbent, it's almost malpractice for higher ed to not ensure all students have some knowledge of this, because robots will still need some human input, Lee. No matter what we're hearing, it has to be someone that understands it, has to monitor it, has to feed the input in, and there has to be some oversight, if you will, but a baseline knowledge of what artificial intelligence is, how computers work, how coding works, cybersecurity, analytics, big data, all of that. They have to have some exposure to this. So I think higher ed has to jump in front, because it's coming at us. And when you're saying what's going to happen, I'm watching right now, there are companies looking, saying, as the minimum wage, and some of our good friends in the Socialist Party are in Congress right now, are saying, let's increase the minimum wage, keep increasing it. What they're essentially doing is ensuring that robots are cheaper than humans as the minimum wage raises. It's happening right now, Lee.
And no question about that. We're talking to Glenn Silmacy, of course, from the National Security Institute at George Mason University, Antonin Scalia Law School, and always a pleasure to talk with Glenn about different things. And this is sort of normally outside what we'd normally talk about.
This is
outside maybe because everything for you is within your home run zone. But
let me put it in a national security context.
Yeah.
Quantum computing is something that's happening. And when that happens, when quantum computing comes to fruition, IBM's already moving out on this. When quantum computing takes place, there'll be no way for us to protect ourselves or hide data, if you will. Meaning, this could impact national security, submarines, other things that we're used to. The satellites will no longer be able to be protected. There's all sorts of national security ramifications from what's taking place, Lee. And even when you think about, when you talk from a national security perspective, the battlefield. We can put thousands of robots out there instead of human lives. Is that good, bad? I'm not sure yet. And we have to struggle with it rapidly.
That's the next question I was going to ask you. Is this a good thing? I mean, I understand that we, you know, want to free ourselves up to do different things, higher things in life, you know, higher purpose, that whole idea.
Right.
And there's definitely something behind that. But if half of the people in a, not a blink of an eye, but if half of the people in a generation will no longer have a job, I mean, what then happened? Well, what happens to the economic structure? Does that mean that everybody who has a job then would have to actually pay for everybody who doesn't? Then you've got a true socialist system if all this happens, isn't it? Is that the case?
We're not sure. The economic disruption, I think, of this revolution, different from the Industrial Revolution, which created jobs, changed from an agrarian to an industrial company. All of the technological and digital revolution of computers created more jobs. This is one, as you're alluding to, is disruptive in that it's going to take away jobs. And, Stephen Hawking was a genius, well-known genius, as we know, and before he passed, his whole life was dedicated to technology, and his life was sustained because of technology. And Hawking is one of the most brilliant men in our time, warned just what you did, Lee, and that's why you're a genius too, Mr. Elsie, is that he said we have to be concerned about this because we cannot let it replace humans. There still is a human element, and the opportunity for this to become dictatorial or socialist is considerable. So it's interesting to hear you say that.
What about the kids? How do they perceive this? I mean, you deal with them every single day.
Yeah, I think they're not ready yet. They're much more digitally savvy than we are, but I think every student graduating from college now has to have data science literacy. Those areas I spoke about has to be, at least have some exposure understanding of coding, some understanding of cybersecurity, some understanding of analytics and big data, some understanding of robotics. They have to. And I think this is, the students right now are getting it, because when they're talking to, if you go on to PwC's website, all they talk about is analytics and artificial intelligence. There's literally a whole section dedicated to that. They're sending their people back to have a better understanding. companies are realizing it because they're having an economic hit. So it's normal from our capitalist society. They're going to react to whatever the market's telling them to do. Education is not getting in front because they want to sit still in the ivory tower and pie in the sky and thinking you cannot do that in this environment. We will be left behind, and China is kicking our tuchuses in this right now, Lee. And again, there are national security ramifications for us, never mind economic security purposes, if we don't get in front of this thing. So the answer to your question, I don't think students fully get it yet, but my job, I see, is to make sure they do get it sooner than later.
We talk about hacking, we talk about emails, we talk about the Russians doing this, that, and the other, or whoever trying to influence elections with stories or what have you. I think, you know, the average everyday American has absolutely no clue how much technology actually exists right now and what they can actually do, right? I mean, we don't even know.
Right. There's no question. Right? And some of this becomes, I find it horrifying when they're putting all this about the Russians and looking in and snipping on our election systems. Folks, hello, this is the intelligence gathering. Spies do a similar thing in a different country. This is just electronically done now. What do you think spies do? They spy on each other. Guess what? The United States spies on other countries too, folks.
Yep.
Come on.
All right, listen, you can stick around one more break?
Yeah, I can. If that's okay, Lee, it'll be great.
Yeah, we'd love it. We'll talk about some of the things going on with Trump and some of the things that's happened in the last 24
years. Fascinating couple of weeks. Fascinating
week. Yeah, it's been crazy. Anyway, Glenn Slomacy is with us. Once again, provost at Bryant University and also one of the fellows at the National Security Institute at George Mason University. So we'll chat with him about a number of other things. If you have a question for him, feel free to email it to me, leelcradio@gmail.com. I am that Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
That sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
I know Wayne. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne. I guess I'm the official fill-in for Wayne guy. I think it's we're getting up around 20 clicks, if you will, as far as times I've filled in for Wayne now on the USA Radio Network, and it gets better every single time because I get a chance to bring on some great guests, including my friend Glenzel Macy again. National Security Institute at George Mason University, by far one of the smartest, at least one of the top 10 smart guys that I know.
And just for your listeners to know, Lee, you say the smartest. Somehow
I did.
I've gone down
to
the top 10. So.
Well, you know,
okay.
I don't see as much anymore. So the whole thing going on here in the last, let's just start with this whole wall emergency shutdown.
Yeah.
And give me your assessment of that and politically.
Well, I think one is that I think it's always a victory, really, for compromise when both sides are angry. If you look right now, you see that the four of the freshman rabble-rousers from the Democrat Party, Ocasio-Cortez, Omar, Presley, Tlaib, are all saying that, you know, they won't support this. They're not going to sign it to any legislation. It's Trump's weaponization of federal immigration agencies. So they're unhappy. A lot of liberals are. A lot of conservatives are. Rand Paul is saying, gosh, this is the middle of the night. They drop off a 1,200-page bill. I'm supposed to vote on it. And it's going to say that he has now executive power. Some conservatives are saying, well, President Trump only got 1.7 million of that 5.7 he was expecting overall, so it's a defeat. Others are saying, are you kidding me? The Democrats, no matter what, it's a wall, they're giving money and over $1 million for a wall. So there's going to be a wall, so they've caved. I think that's, you know, the legislation itself, Lee, is probably both sides are split, so it's either
right.
way. I think when you start talking about the executive, the decision to exercise executive power and declare an emergency, the president's right. He is absolute, and this means if you like President Trump or don't like it, Republican, conservative, libertarian, green, socialist like Ocasio-Cortez or others, the reality is that the Constitution provides that authority to the commander-in-chief, who's the executive. He is the president of the United States, and he has every right and every authority to act in the best interest of the national security of his citizens or her citizens. In this case, the president has decided this is critical, based on what he hears from all the troops, if you will, on the ground, that this is where this is what we need in order to protect our country. And he can't get it through Congress, and if he goes ahead and declares emergency legislation, he can get funds from other agencies without going to Congress and put it towards the wall. And that's a smart move on his part. Whether he actually does it or not, I can tell you, as a matter of constitutional law, he's perfectly in line. Do we want the courts to decide whether it is an emergency or not? I mean, if they bring it on, judges don't have that authority. If they think they do, then we've really lost our way, that they can decide when or how or where. Are we going to have judges run warfare now and run national security matters for us? That would be terrible, terrible for the United States. So I'm hoping that everyone recognizes the Constitution, the framers, had this in mind. The president has this authority.
Now, my immediate reaction is to say, well, hold on a second, this sets a precedent, one that we don't want. But if you look, to push back on my own my own objection, is that there have been, since, I'm looking at it right now, since 1979, there's been over, I think, 31 national emergencies that have been in effect for years. So this is not something that hasn't happened before. This has happened a few times in the past, right?
And I make it analogous to saying that we need congressional authorization to engage in military conflict. We're actually losing lives. We're putting men in harm and women in harm's way without congressional authorization. How many times has that happened since the War Powers Act of 73, Lee? A lot. Think about all the engagements we've put people without any authorization from the Congress of the United States, and we've engaged in activities. We've invaded Grenada. We've gone into Panama. We had an authorization. The last real authorization, right, that we truly had a declaration of war, if you will, would have been probably the Gulf War in 1991. The other ones are authorization for the use of military force in 2001. We've been in Afghanistan on that. Right. We've been into Iraq. These are not declarations of war. So if you read the Constitution from that perspective, those should be, and we're losing lives that way. This is purely to do what? To protect lives. This isn't a statement to go and attack Mexico. This is to put up a wall, use financial resources to protect the American citizenry, a decision made by the commander-in-chief. And if people don't really like it and they find it offensive, literally, we know the 2020 election's already underway. It's a year and a half out. Then you vote him out. That's your prerogative. It's a political decision, not a judicial one.
We only got about 2 minutes. I wanted to get you mentioned the four rabble-rousers, if you will, on the left, causing a lot of controversy, even within their own party. They're maybe perceived as being sort of Valley Girlish kind of that. They're dangerous, aren't they?
Yep, they're smart. I mean, we're talking off the air. Chris was saying, and you were saying, the reality is that Steve Bannon and others find these folks to be actually quite sharp. They're utilizing this really novice new power they have. They're in the national spotlight. They're actually going head to head. A freshman congressman is going head to head with the president of the United States. You got to give her that. And as I think he told me, Lee, she has 3 million followers on Twitter already.
Ocasio
Cortez. So these are forces to be reckoned with. I enjoy listening to her. I enjoy watching her. I do think that the president's best decision during the State of the Union address, which I thought was an incredible address, rhetorically, was that America is great. America is an exceptional place.
Right.
And we will never, ever, ever be socialist. And I stand by that. And I hope every American does.
All right. Glenn, we got to run, but I can't thank you enough, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mr. Elsie.
All right. Glenn Slamacy, National Security Institute. We'll be back.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.